Soku isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kwenkwezi 2022 ngukhipsi Dube. Ngendaba zethu lamhlanje
ngiyathabela kakhulu ngivuka ekuseni ngibona iphepha ndaba libhalelwe ukhona okwahandabela kakhulu ngiyabonga abahlali benjalo asifuni ukubona ama space asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala eMtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli
amapolisa azelayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ama spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi
besibhekele ukuthi mpela i-court manje izoqinisa mpela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba bathi-ke anyway akukho esingakwenza sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo njalo siyakhola ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhiphileyo ngebheyili kodwa icala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa saselethemba lokuthi isigwebo wazosithola
izizalwane zakwele-South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele-Zimbabwe umnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namuhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebheyili. Uwoza Fridays lo mculi womdumo kamaskandi osacathulayo umxolisi Ndlovu ohamba ngegama lokuthi Makhelwane inkonzi yeguzu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amapolisa eZimbabwe aselaywe ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade bewasebenzisa kuhlelo lokuxotshanisa lokubobha abemijova abasebenza bengelamvumo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lo mlayo wethulwe encwadini elotshwe ngumkhulu wamapolisa upolice commissioner Godwin Madanga othe amapolisa azasebenza insimbi lezi azabotshwa avalelwe ejele. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ukusetshenziswa kwalezi nsimbi ukuvimba izimota eziyabe zibalekela amapolisa sekudale ukufa kwabantu njalo abaningi balimala kakhulu kwenye ingozi edolobheni leMtare. UZulu uthi isinqumo esithethwe nguhulumende esokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwama-spike yinto enhle ngoba lokhu kuzabulalisa lokulimaza abantu abangelamacala abavele bethwele nzima ngodubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa. Umnumzana Libert Chirumo olula amalungelo oluntu uthi amapolisa abesephula amalungelo kaZulu ngokusebenzisa ama-spikes.
Mina indaba leyo ukuthi sebevalise ama-spikes ngithabe kakhulu ngoba kuyinto enceda thina esigadayo imthova yena leyo ngoba uzukwangona katholakali njalo akusayesabisi ukugada imthova ngoba abantu besebesifa. So ngezinye indlela uhulumende ubonile ukuthi impila kahle yabantu babo iqakathekile kulokumisana kwezimota ngama-spikes ngoba bekudala ukubhewuka lokufa kwabantu abaningi.
Uqhubeke sithi kumele amapolisa abhale phansi inombolo zemota bazisebenzise ukudinga imota ezibalekayo kunokuvimba ngensimbi lezi.
Ngithabe kakhulu ngivuke ekuseni ngibona iphepha ndaba libhalelwe ukhona okwahandabe kakhulu ngiyabonga abahlali benjalo asifuni ukubona ama-spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala eMtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama-spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli.
Umnumzana Davatha Mlilo yena othi insimbi lezi zake zajikwa ephakathi kwenye imota esithi uyasijabulela isinqumo sokuba zingasetshenziswa.
Indaba yama-spike leyi, indaba yama-spike siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi amapolisa aseze akwanisa ukuthi ayibhane. Indaba leyi ayivunyelwe laseyayikhuthi ukuthi kuthiwa kuyenzakala ukusebenzisa kwama-spike. Siyabonga kakhulu lokho okwenziwa ngamapolisa kodwa sicela ukuba kwazi ukuthi laba izimuli ezelaba abafayo ikhombi yayivela eMtare ipolisa lijike ispike bazayenziwani bazakhompansethwa na or kuyathulwa kushiwe kunjalo njalo le polisa lelo sicela ukubakwazi ukuthi bazayenzani ngalo.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosikazi Lisa Nala othi amapholisa abe sisiba ingozi kuZulu ngokusebenzisa lezi nsimbi.
Siyabonga shuwa ngokubhanwa kwama-spikes lawa ngoba iindaba zama-accidents bese ziziningi kakhulu abantu besifa ngenxa yokujikelwa kwama-spike emoteni ehambayo. Siyabonga shuwa hayi siyathokoza.
Amapholisa abesebenzisa lezi ndlela kulandela isinqumo esabekwa lidale le-High Court kumnyaka esanda kwedlula esokuba insimbi lezi zingasetshenziswa ukuze kubanjwe abashayeli abayabe bebaleka lapho bemiswa ngamapholisa. Kodwa lesi sinqumo bese sibangela ingozi eziningi zomgwaqo okuthi amapholisa agcine ebulalisa abantu abangelacala, ikakhulu abantwana besikolo abayabe begade izimota lezi emadolobheni lapho okuvele kulo dubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa ukuya emsebenzini lokuphindela emakhaya. Kulandela ingozi eyenzakale eMtare ebulele abantu abane yalimaza abaningi, uZulu uhlaye umkhosi okubangele ukuba lababona ngokulondoloza kwamalungelo oluntu lamalunga edale ephalamende bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele wakhokhelela ekwethulweni kwesinqumo esitsha ngusikomishina wamapholisa uMatanga. Inhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abasebenzisa imichova lamabhasi e-Passengers Association of Zimbabwe PAS ibisemizameli yokuphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba isola ukusebenziswa kwensimbi lezi. Ngimele isitu 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu oyi-High Court izolo wamukele isicelo sabantwana bakamoyi uRobert Mugabe owake waba ngumongameli welizwe sokuphikisa isinqumo sokuthi akhitshwe lapho abekwe khona ayibekwa endaweni yamaqhawe e-National Heroes Acre eHarare. Esethula lesi sinqumo umahluli uJustice Fatima Maxwell loJustice Emmy Tsanga bavumelene ukuba abantwana bakaMugabe abathi ubona Mutsaruni Mugabe, Tinotenda Robert Mugabe Jr. loBhela Manja Tunga Mugabe banalo ilungelo lokuphikisa isinqumo esathethwa yinduna uZwimba esokuthi ithuna elilele uMugabe ligejwe ayingcwatshwa kutsha e-National Heroes Acre. Lesi sicelo sabantwana bakaMugabe basikhweze e-High Court ngoba beke bayalelwa umthethwandaba kaMantshi eWichinoyi wawusithi kabanalungelo lokuphikisa induna uZwimba. Izizalwane zakwele-South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele-Zimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso se-bail. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa.
Esethule isinqumo sakhe emthethwandaba kaMantshi Randburg eJohannesburg phezu kwesicelo se-bail sabesilisa abayisikhombisa laba, uMantshi unkosikazi Hleziphi Mkhasibe uthe abukho ubufakazi obuqinileyo obunikezwe ngabatshutshisi lamapholisa obungenza ube yingozi ukuthi abesilisa laba bakhululwe ngebheyili. Uthe isinqumo sakhe bekufanele asethule izolo, kodwa umeli wabamangalelwa waseveza ukuthi umfakazi obethe abahlanu babamangalelwa wababona bebulala uNyathi ubuye wabesula lobo bufakazi, wathi yena ubebaqamba njengabantu abaziyo hhaji abantu ababulala uNyathi. Uthe amapholisa ehlulekile ukuchaza ukuthi yiphi indima eyadlalwa ngumuntu wonke ngamunye ebulaweni kukaNyathi ngaphandle nje kokuthi bebeyingxenye yalabo abakhanda umuyi bamtshisa waze wafa. Uthe kuyacaca njalo ukuthi akekho phakathi kwabayisikhombisa laba owabanjwa isenza leli cala njengoba bonke babotshwa sekulensuku uNyathi ebulewe. Ukukhululwa kwabo lokhu ngebheyili kulethe intokozo enkulu kumuli abesilisa laba layo ebisemthethwandaba. Kodwa-ke umzala kaNyathi uMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu laye obesemthethwandaba uthe njengemuli badaniswe kakhulu isinqumo somthethwandaba.
Besibhekele ukuthi impela i-court Mantshi izogqinisa impela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba. But-ke anyway akukho singakwenza, sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo, njalo siyakholwa ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhiphileko ngebheyili, kodwa ngoba icala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa sasele themba lokuthi isigwebo bazosithola.
isikhulumeli seviyo labachuchisa unkosikazi Phindi Mjonondwane utshele isitulo 7 ukuthi lobanje bekhululwe ngebail balethemba lokuthi kusasele icala elikhulu ababhekane lalo.
Siwunyanga obushushisisa samukela isinqumo senkantolo, sizoqhubeka nophenyo, kuzothuma uphenyo seliqediwe bese ke sizilungiselela ukuthi icala lizothethwa enkantolo.
Umantshi ulaye omangalelwa ukuthi bahlawule amarandi azinkulungwane ezintathu 3000 rands yebail umuntu ngamunye, bengathintani labafakazi kulolu daba njalo baphenduke njalo emthethweni ndaba mhlaka 7 Ntulikazi. Abachuchisi bake bazama ukuthi unkosikazi kamuyi unkosazana Nomsa Chuma yena osesekhaya eZimbabwe aphenduke kwele South Africa ezokutsho ukuthi kambe kukhona yini kwabobuchiweyo uwambonayo elalabo ababulala umkakhe, kodwa ke yena wala esithi wesabela empilo yakhe. Omunye wabeZimbabwe owahlukunyezwa ndawonye lonyathi yena kenelisanga ukutsho ukuthi kwababotshiweyo ukhona yini oyingxenye yalabo abahamba lonyathi bayambulala. Selokhu kuqale lonyaka ziyanda izehlakalo zokuhlukunyezwa kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa zisenziwa yilabo abathi abantu bokuza abaphume baphele ngoba babathathela imisebenzi kanye lokudala amacala. Melestube 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Lesochala kule Russia eselithoniswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kule Ukraine ngesikhathi ele Russia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia lihlasela ngamandla kule Ukraine. I-Associated Press ibika ukuba bekugcwele phambi ngeintatheli zindaba emthethwandaba eKiev kule Ukraine ngesikhathi usayijeni Vadim Shaishmarin elethwa kuleyo ndawo. Umthethwandaba uthi wadubula umuntu owayezitshovela ibhasikili eChupa Kivuka. Ubefakwe ebhokisini elincane emthethwandaba lo, njalo elindwe ngamasosha namapholisa abehlome aphelela. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine uthi kulabantu abaningi ababulawa ngamasosha akwele Russia anjengoShaishmarin. UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya ocubungula ezombusazwe uthi lokhu kuthakazelelwa yinkokheli yamazwe entshonalanga.
Uzulu weUkraine lamanye amazwe e-EU le-ase-America bazakamukela ukuthoniswa kwaVadim Shaishmarin ibutho leRussia elabanjwa kuthiwa ladubula umuntu lambulala. Empini kuvele kule mthetho yokuthi abantu abangathwalanga izikhali vele kabadushula. Kodwa sabona ukuthi lokho kuzahlupha ukuthi babe sebethonisisa abanye, ngoba ukuze bababambe kulesikhathi bengaza manje ukuthi kathi sibasebenzise nje njengemzekeliso uShashin. Kodwa ngikhole ukuthi kuzakuba la marashi amaningi azabanjwa. Yena umnzana Putin yena ngokwakhe ngiyofanele abe lecala, ngoba laba yisithunywa kuphela. Akumele ukuthi ukuthenswa icala leli kutshengise ilizwe lonke jikelele ukuthi impi yobudlwangudlwangu kayiqondanga. Ilizwe lakathesi kalisadinga ukuthi kube lempi. Yeah, ngibona ngathi mina kuyinto enhle kakhulu, fanele siyamukele.
Kodwa umnumzana Ngabuthoma Bhena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi akuqedakali ukuthoniswa kukaShaishmarin.
Lokho esikuzwayo kasilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kuliqiniso, ngoba selokhu yasuka impi e-Ukraine, iNATO yavala abezindaba beRussia ukuthi batshele umhlaba ngokwenzakalayo. Indaba esizizwayo kuphela ziphuma kuba kuma news journalist abuya eAmerica kumba beNATO abe Europe. Kakula independent verification yodaba lolo khulunywa ngalo. Yikho ke kuba nzima ukuthi siphawule. Thina sikuchoyo ukuthi kumele thina sizwe okuvela kibo bona beMelika labeNATO, okuvela kuhulumeni weRussia. Sikwazi ukuthi sidingisise lo liqiniso yipi, kodwa kwakhathe sisizwa into evela ehlangothini olunye. Lokho kwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi sikukholwe ukuthi into le kuleqiniso kumbe ngamanga, ngoba siyabona amanga amane ngakhulunywayo. Ngoba vele ngesiNgisi bathi in a war the first casualty is the truth. so iqiniso ke vele kasilazi
usenjalo usonidakan Paul izolo kusihlwa umise kancane ukuthi kunikwe ele Ukraine amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane amadola 40 billion dollars yokuthenga izikhali ukuhlenga abaphephela kwamanye amazwe lokunye sekuzathatha iviki ukuba idale lesenethi kwele Melika lilungise udaba lolu kula bantu abaningi asebebuleke kwele Ukraine kulandela ukuhlaselwa kwelizwe leli ngele Russia ngohlolanja lonyaka. Ulangtok namhlanje sihlaziya izikhondiso ezethulwe nguhulumende weZimbabwe athi ngezokulungisisa umonakalo okhona kusimo somnotho welizwe ngokwandisa amabhanga ukukweledisa imali abantu namakampani. Okwamanje ukuthi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukunanza usuku lwe-Earth Day okwenziwa ngumabasa sonke isikhathi ngoba ezemvelo yizo eziphilisa uzulu inyamazana lakho konke okutholakala emhlabeni. Ukunanza lokhu kukhumbuza uzulu ukusungulwa kwenhlanganiso ezivikela ezemvelo. Ukunanza usuku lolu waqala ngomnyaka ka-1970 lapho kwethulwa imithetho eminingi yokuvikela umkhathi, amanzi, inyamazana lokunye. Kwaba isikhathi njalo sokubumba uhlangothi olubona ngezemvelo kwele Melika olwe-US Environmental Protection Agency. Lokhu kwakusenzelwa ukuvimba ukugugudeka komhlaba. Lo nyaka uhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden uthethele elinye njalo inyathelo lokuvimba ukukhudumala lokugugudeka komhlaba ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwe-Earth Day. Okwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden kugoqela ukuvimba ukuganyulwa kwezihlahla, ukukhuthaza ukulondoloza ezemvelo lelwandle, ukuthiwa kwenhlanzi ngemfanelo, ukubuthwa kwamaplastiki lokunye. Lokhu konke kungokunye okwaqala ukwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden nonkosikazi Kamala Harris kusukela ngesikhathi bengena ezikhundleni. Babambisana labanye amazwe phansi kwesinqumo se-US-China Joint Glasgow Declaration esokulondoloza umhlaba ngokulwisana lokukhudumeza umkhathi. Uhulumende weMelika ukhangelwe njalo ukuba uzaqhuba umhlangano omkhulu wenkokheli yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele uzahlolisisa okungenziwa ukuze kulondolezwe ezemvelo njalo kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Amazwe athuthukayo akhangelwe ukuba azancediswa ngokuqhuba inhlelo ezilondoloza umhlaba. Umnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumende kwele Melika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthi ele Melika lifisa ukuba kuvinjwe inhlelo ezenza umhlaba ukudumale ngamandla. UBlinken uthi ele Melika lethula imizamo eliyenzayo ukuze livimbe ukugugudeka komhlaba okwenziwa yokugudumala komkhathi. Uthi elemelika lisazama ngamandla wonke ukuba umhlaba wonke jikelele uhlale ukusimo esingabhidlizi ezemvelo. UBlinken unqoba kakhulu okwenziwa ngababemele elemelika emhlanganweni we-COP26 eGlasgow. Uthi elemelika okwamanje lilandela isivumelwano se-Paris Agreement esikubeka sobala ukuba kumele kulondolozwe kahle ezemvelo uze uzulu aphile kahle emhlabeni. Uthi bazasebenza nenhlanganiso ezikuqela eyamazwe akuzokazi le-Europe, e-European Union, uze kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Lolu bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Wenzemidlalo udlela evalweni umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Mpofu phambilini komdlalo wabo leqembu leDynamos ngesonto. Intetheli izindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Umlaya Highlanders lizadibana leDynamos ngesonto enkundleni eBarber Fields kule minyaka embalwa iqembu leDimbare lancina ukunqoba eleBhoso kumidlalo yeligi kodwa uMpofu futhi abangeke bathembele kuleyo mbali.
Umdlalo kwesikhathi ungawukhangela awufuni ukukhangele ngembali ngoba ukuzenzakala ngesonto uyabungakwazi ngoba la iDynamos kathi siyalungiselela ungakhangela lalapho ekhona ingunumber 1 ngoba iyakwanisa ukudlala ibhola unumber 1 ngoba ibikwanisa ukuhamba ithatha ama-points home and away and ngiyazi ukuthi babuya belikhulu baleqhuba elikhulu kakhulu abanalo ababuya nalo nevuka ukuthi sibadle kwi-independence so ngumdlalo omkhulu okumele ukuthi lathi sinje njengeqembu silungiselele okuzwayo ukuthi sithole ama-points esiwafunayo
ngempela viki edlulileyo kulabalandeli beqembu le-Islanders abatshengisele besithi umqeqeshi uMpofu esuswe esikhundleni kodwa umgadli weqembu leBoso uLinus Chikuwa uthi abalandeli kumele bakuye ukuzokhuthaza iqembu ukuba linqobe
esingathingisemasaphothayo ukuthi bebuye bezobulela igame bezofakaza njengenjayelo and asikho ukuthi bebuye bezothethisa benzena thina ubuya kwabo yikho ukuze senza lathi sithole i-3 points zonezo esizifunayo on Sunday.
Imvimbi yeqembu leBoso uAndrew Mbeba laye ugcizelele ukuba bazimisele njengabadlali unqoba ngensonto.
Game enkulu ayo, game enzima futhi. Kodwa thina ukutrain and train kwethu sirayithi ungumuntu ofokasile singuyini game leyenza. Plus futhi okunye sabantu sebengabe besicriticise ukuthi abafanele yalinda. Bathina focus ethu singimnike Sunday game.
Amaqembu lawa ayehlukaniswa imiklomelo elithumi lane njengoba ele Dynamos le miklomelo ngamathumi amathathu ukuthi ele Highlanders lona le miklomelo elithumi lesithu eminye imidlalo yevikile lethumi lanhlanu kusigaba seKhasilaka Premier Soccer League izadlalwa ngokulandelayo ngomgqibelo iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizemukele le 10X ngaseBaobab iqembu leRentals lizajibana le Bulawayo Chiefs ngaseNational Sports Stadium iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala le ZPC Kariba ngaseBaobab Fields ukuthi iqembu leWawa lizanqikilana le Harare City ngaseAscott ngensonto iqembu leCapes United lizemukele le Chicken Inn ngaseNational Sports Stadium iqembu leManica Diamonds lizadlala le Black Rhinos ngaseSakuba kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana le Cranbourne Bullets ngaseGibo ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo inguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday silomkhuli womdumo kwamaskandi osathuthukayo uMxolisi Ndlovu uhamba ngegama lokuthi makhelwane inkonzi yeguzu untu kamelikomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Unkunzi udabuka eLupane esigabeni saseKavela kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa leli lidlalate lakhe lesibili njalo isihloko salo sithi isakhelene. Nangu echasisa
emculweni sengesikhathi singango 2 years ngiqale ngo 2020 ukuba ngiyethule iCD lokuqala ebelithi uvala sasengenza ke iCD lesibili.
Idlalate leli lilengoma ezilithumi lambili ezigoqela ethi amaphiko Jerusalema ponyongo kanye lethi imizuzwana. Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho uba kuthola njani?
Inamba inatholakala kuzona +27 72 62 02 780 +27 72 62 02 780 ngise South Africa ngise Joburg nje abantu abangabe se Joburg lapho siyabe singathintana kulezo namba numbers emasiti angatholakala leso sikhathi mabe sixhumana segoli
abalandeli ke ubatshela wapha amasi
amasiti akhona nalapho kuba khona imsimbi nje eyenzekayo ekhaya noma imsimbi nje yasemshadweni imsimbi yasema-birthday party kuvumelekile ukuba ningasimema nathi size sibambisane nabo abalandeli bethu kulokhu abayabe bebhekane nabo kulowo msimbi abayabe bebhekane nawo.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umakhelwane inkunzi yegusu ngale ethi Jerusalema.
Ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Amapholisa eZimbabwe aselaywe ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketane ahlaba amavili ezimota abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele Zimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso se-bail. Ule soja lakwele Russia eselitholiswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kule Ukraine ngesikhathi eliRussia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoKip Stube.
Libonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.